To some of us, Gone with the Wind has always been a parody. Chivalrous Confederates dying for the right to hold men and women in bondage, smiling mammies swallowing the urge to slap swooning, scheming antebellum maidens in the face. When I saw the movie with my grammar school buddies in Chicago, we cheered on seeing General Sherman's blue-suited Illinois brigades put a torch to the wooden warehouses of Atlanta, and that was even before the Atlanta Braves got Greg Maddux from the Cubs. Years later, while on assignment in a bustling cosmopolitan Atlanta, I read Margaret Mitchell's book and discovered it's better than I'd supposed, more subtle and involving, even a little more interested in the true lives of the slaves Miss Scarlet and her family had been keeping to keep themselves in antebellum opulence. But the only treatment of Gone with the Wind I've ever really enjoyed is Carol Burnett's. The skit in which she descends Tara's staircase in a dress concocted of green velvet curtains, with the curtain rod still stuck above her shoulders, is one of the few television routines that really deserves to be called classic. An African-American author named Alice Randall has now written a parody of Gone with the Wind called The Wind Done Gone. It is supposed to be published in June, but Margaret Mitchell's estate is suing. The book is narrated by a character called Sinara, who is Scarlett O'Hara's half-sister, the offspring of a slave quarters encounter between Scarlett's father, the white slave master, and a slave. Lawyers for Miss Mitchell's estate contend that Alice Randall's book infringes on copyrighted characters. The narrator calls her half-sister Scarlett Other. Ashley Wilkes is nicknamed Dreamy Gentleman. Melanie Wilkes is Mealy Mouth. This week, an impressive collection of Southern writers signed statements urging that The Wind Done Gone go ahead. Historian Shelby Foote, musician Steve Earle, Charles Johnson, and the great and reclusive Harper Lee, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. Atlanta's own Pat Conroy told the U.S. District Court, if you censor her book, then Saturday Night Live has no right to exist, nor does any comic strip or anyone who makes fun of another author or book. Now, over the years, there have been many serious critical dissections of Gone with the Wind, but maybe it takes a parody to finally lampoon the book's absurd sentimentality over the loss of a tyranny, bad history, and general racist nonsense. If Margaret Mitchell herself were around today, she might have appreciated the power of that parody, too. If a new book finally makes Scarlett O'Hara look ridiculous, not romantic,
frankly, my dears, I don't give a damn.